1-800-DUI-OA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUI-OA.com or call
1-800-DUI-OA.
It's almost time for your phone tap. And if you've ever worked at a department store or a gym or a salon, mm-hmm. or basically anywhere that plays music for their customers.
Oh my gosh.
You know that feeling of having to hear the same exact songs on repeat every single day.
Yeah, totally.
It hurts. Yeah.
And you know what? You don't have to just take it.
You don't?
You do. You work there.
No. What you do is you hire me.
Ah.
Jack Johnson, attorney at law. And I will come after your employer.
Okay, JJ.
Yeah.
No way.
Just like I did today. And I don't think the guy sees it coming. You're going to hear it in your brand new phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap. And weekday mornings on the 20s. Only on Moving 92.5.
Hello?
Hi, yes. I'm trying to reach a Mr. Mark manager of the electronics.
Yeah, who's this?
My name is Jack Johnson from an attorney at law.
What?
One of your employees is building a case against the company for creating a hostile and unsafe work environment, and you specifically have been named in the lawsuit.
Wait. Slow down a second. What is happening here?
One of your employees claims that you personally have created a hostile work environment inside your store.
All right, look, I don't know how any of this is possible. I have a great relationship with all of my employees, so I do not know where this is coming from.
Let me just ask you, is it true that a month ago you started playing music off your personal playlist over the store speakers?
I mean, yeah, so what? I mean, I'm allowed to do that.
Yep, that's essentially a guilty plea. So look,
what?
I don't want to shock you with this information, but the case centers around the specific music that you are playing.
What?
Which has resulted in extreme mental and physical distress for my client.
I don't play anything offensive, though. It's all clean versions. It's all songs you'd hear on the radio.
Okay, it's not that the songs are necessarily offensive. It's just that your taste in music is bad.
I don't understand what the f*** is going on right now. I mean, this is completely out of left field here.
It's not out of left field, sir. My client has kept extensive records of your playlist, and according to him, you've been playing the song Achy Breaky Heart inside your store. Is that true?
Yeah, so what? It's not a horrible song.
Okay, well, maybe it's not that bad in small doses, but my client's been needlessly subjected to Billy Ray Cyrus.
Who is your client? Who is your client? Because who the f*** is saying all this?
That is confidential information. I cannot disclose that. But he says that you've played that particular song over the speakers in the store more than 200 times.
Okay, wait. So whoever the f*** your client is counting the number of times I'm playing songs?
He's been left with no other choice based on what you've been doing to him.
I've been doing to him, except playing decent music instead of the normal that they've been playing before I was even doing anything.
Do you understand what hearing Achy Breaky Heart 200 times does to the human brain?
What? Who the f*** are you, man? Are you like some kind of scientist or a doctor or something? I mean, you know how to examine...
I'm the attorney that has you by the sir.
All right, I highly doubt that.
Okay, well, let me tell you this. Not only did that song physically damage my client's ears, but it also had a detrimental effect on his personal well-being. Does that make you feel good?
Is that possible?
Well, I'll tell you, thanks to your reckless song choices, the tune got stuck in his head.
Oh, my God.
He started humming it at home, which caused his girlfriend to break up with him, and his dog ran away. And you are liable for that, sir.
That is so stupid, okay?
Oh, it's
not my fault if somebody's dog and girlfriend have taste in poor listening music.
Okay, so you're admitting that it's a bad song, is what you're saying, that Achy Breaky Heart is terrible.
Stop turning my words around, okay? I don't know who the f*** you are. I don't know what is going on here and everything, but
I'm Jack Johnson, attorney at law, son.
I'm gonna get a lawyer, okay? Because this is ridiculous.
Look,
tell me who your f***ing guy is.
All right, and now you're getting aggressive with me. Look, the way I see it, you have two options here. Either option one, we take you to court, you get tied up in this for years,
and then
we will eventually win because I have the best attorneys.
Oh, my God.
Or option two, you settle, pay the employee $40,000 in damages, and he'll drop it.
$40,000 for this? No, absolutely not.
That's a drop in the bucket compared to what we could get out of you.
Are you out of your mind? $40,000 for one song?
That's what we think that he's owed, based on all the things that song has done in his personal life.
this. This is absolutely stupid. There is no way that any of this is going to hold up in a court, all right? I'm calling my lawyer, and you're not going to get away with any of this.
I would strongly recommend against doing that. Do not call any lawyers. Let me talk to my legal team first.
Wait a minute. Do you hear what you're saying? I mean, of course I'm going to talk to you. You're saying you're going to sue me, but you don't want me talking to any lawyers?
That would be best for my client, yes.
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to be great for your client. It's not great for me, though.
Yes, exactly. Okay, finally you're understanding what I'm saying. So you're agreeing to settle then?
No. I'm going to call my lawyers and come after you, so you're not just coming after me here.
If I'm being completely frank here, it sounds like you and your company are kind of poor. So you probably don't have the money to pay out my client.
Okay, now you're just taking hot shots at me here, okay? So, like, what is going on here?
What's going on is I've now got you admitting your guilt on record in a phone tap.
I don't know what the hell a phone tap is, okay? What is going on? Because this is getting me really upset here.
A phone tap is a prank call. Because this is actually Jeffrey from Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning, and I'm doing a phone tap on you, man.
What?
Your employees Brent and Chad set you up because they said that you always play the same songs at work and you wanted to mess with you.
Oh my God, those guys did this?
Well, they're tired of hearing Icky Breaky Heart. Can you blame them?
Those potheads. They can't run the store. No way I'm going to let them run the goddamn music in the store.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Only on Moving 92.5.